Welcome to Package, the official podcast of the Liquor Stores Association of Western Australia. Your host today, Peter Kapsanis.
Hello again, welcome to another edition of Packaged, Australia's best podcast on all things liquor. Did you know that this year marks the LSAWA's 70th anniversary? It was on June 10 in 1952 that the LSA was registered under the Association's Incorporations Act of 1895. Now, back then it was called the Gallon License Association. And do you know why it was called Gallon and not liquor? Someone in the studio with me who is no stranger to the members of the LSA is CEO Peter Peck. Pecky, thanks for dropping by.
Mate, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Now, a major milestone for the LSA this week, 70 years of LSA and still going strong. Now, do you know why the association was called back then the Gallon License Association?
Yeah, the reason that we have the Gallon name was because it was all based on measures. And so the publicans were concerned that if you sold something under a gallon, it's going to stop someone going to the pub. So you couldn't sell, unlike these days, you couldn't sell a small quantity.
Obviously, you haven't been around for 70 years, Pecky, but looking back, what critical role has the association played for the industry?
Look, I think its relevance is it's a voice. It's a voice that isn't there. If we're not there, then you've just got a group of individuals and that they just won't be heard. So it's bringing all those voices together and giving it power. What's the most important thing that we've done? People could say the 400 square metre rule for bottle shops, which stopped the large liquor barn proliferation. Other people could say the banned drinkers register, which hopefully will turn a lot of people's lives around in communities that need help, you know, the people that have got the problems. You could say that the most important thing is a strong relationship that we've now forged with the state government, as well as other industry bodies like AHA, Clubs WA, etc. Or you could say the most important thing we do or have done or have achieved is every time we go into bat for an individual store and we give that person a feeling that when they're up against a department or somebody large like that, they're not alone. We're there, we're standing beside them, we're bringing the full suite of information and people that we have to bear with them against whoever they're combatant with. And it's a lonely place if you're taking on a government on your own, but it's a lot better when you've got a big brother with a stick.
Well, fortunately, we have been collaborating with the state government quite well in more recent years, and the fruits of that collaboration are more than evident because we're about to hear, Pecky, a quick short message from the Premier himself, Mark McGowan, wishing us, our members and the board, a happy birthday. Are you ready for this?
Oh, look, can't wait.
Okay, let's take a listen right now.
I would like to congratulate everybody at the Liquor Stores Association and wish you a happy 70th birthday. It was on June 10, 1952, that the Gallon License Association was formed, and the rest, they say, is history. The LSA represents the interests of small business across the state and has worked well with the state government, particularly in the past couple of years, where the pandemic has thrown many challenges. The association has been a strong advocate of the Banned Drinkers Register trial, a project which the state government has implemented to reduce alcohol-related harm. The collaboration between the state government, the department, and the LSA is very important for the success of the trial. I am confident the relationship with the LSA on this and other important issues will continue to go from strength to strength. I'd like to wish the board, the executive, and all members of the LSA a happy 70th anniversary. I look forward to joining your celebrations at the annual awards night in October. Congratulations to you all.
And there you have it, the Premier Mark McGowan wishing us a happy birthday for the LSA's 70th anniversary. And we'd like to thank Premier Mark McGowan and his team for taking the time for that little clip. Nice of him, wasn't it, Pecky?
Mate, I am now going to take that big stick and put it in the bin. I don't need that no more. I got friends in good places. What a top thing to say. He's a good man. He is a good man, and that's probably why he's liked by so many people.
Now, before we go, Pecky, what are we doing to celebrate the 70th anniversary this year at our annual awards night in October at the Crown.
A lot of different things. We won't be doing 700 drones or fireworks in the building. WorkSafe told us we couldn't do that. But look, it's a big one. So there'll be some special guests. There'll be a few different awards.
Well, it sounds like the Premier himself is going to be there.
Well, you don't get a lot specialer than him. Or question is, do you?
Well,
I've heard that Lou Spagnuolo will be at the awards this year.
Well, he is only the chairman, so yes.
So, you know, take a back seat, Mark. Lou's coming. The other thing is, before we leave, there is something that will be coming out very soon, probably around the first week of July. It is a massive game changer. So I just want to let everyone know that around the change of month, we're going to be releasing some information and opportunities, and it's got the potential to have a massive impact on your bottom line. So that's going to be something worth waiting for.
Sounds like some kind of a member benefit.
It's one of the most enormous member benefits that I've seen in my 5 or 6 years here.
Right.
So, yeah, it's huge.
Fantastic. Well, you've got me on the edge of my seat, literally, as I say goodbye. Pecky, this is the final goodbye. Thanks for keeping me company on this one. Talk to you soon.
Yep, I'll look forward to seeing you soon.